Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
So I did a thing last quarter that backfired in the most useful way. I built an AI workflow to auto-generate discovery summaries and suggested demo flows for my team. Pointed at the call transcript, out comes a beautiful brief. And within 2 weeks, my demos got measurably worse.
Worse. You automated your way backwards.
I automated my way backwards. And it took me a minute to see why. The AI wasn't wrong. It faithfully scaled exactly what was in the transcripts, including the mediocre discovery. It just made the mediocrity look polished.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava, part two of our AI series. And this is the one I want every leader to sit with because it's seductive. AI makes things faster, but it makes bad things faster too.
I say a version of this to my managers constantly. AI makes good work faster good, and it makes bad work faster bad. If your baseline discovery is weak, you haven't fixed anything. You've just industrialized the weakness and wrapped it in a font that looks like it cost money.
And that last part is the trap. When bad output looked bad, people caught it. A sloppy handwritten note? You knew to double check it. Now the sloppy thinking arrives in a gorgeous 3-page brief with icons, and everyone downstream just trusts it.
It launders the mistake. That's the danger. The polish buys credibility the content didn't earn.
So the question I had to answer was, before I automate anything, do I actually know what good looks like? Could I point at a discovery call and say, that one, that's the standard? And honestly, I wasn't sure I'd defined it crisply enough to hand to a machine.
And that's the real work. Everybody wants to skip to the automation, but you can't automate a standard you haven't articulated. When I've seen this go well, the leader did the unglamorous thing first. They defined the bar. What does a strong discovery actually contain? What separates a 3 from a 1?
Here's what worked for me. I didn't write the standard from scratch. I took my 2 or 3 best SEs, the ones who instinctively do it right, and I basically extracted their thinking. Sat with them, pulled apart why they ask what they ask. That became the definition of good.
So you didn't ask the AI what good looks like. You told it, using your best people as the source.
Exactly. Because if you ask the model what a great discovery looks like, you get the average of the internet. Generic. What you want is your best encoded.
Though I'd push on one thing. At 200 or 300 people, our best SE's brain isn't one brain. Different verticals, different deal sizes. The standard has to have enough room that it doesn't flatten everyone into one style.
That's fair. The floor should be universal. These things are always true. But above the floor, there's craft that's context-specific. You're defining the non-negotiables, not a script.
And here's the part people resist. This makes AI slower before it makes you faster. You have to invest in the standard up front. But once it's real, the automation is worth having, because now you're scaling something good.
Yes, and the ordering is everything. Define good, then automate. Do it backwards, and you've built a very efficient machine for producing confident garbage.
I'd also add, keep a human reading the output for a while. Not forever, but long enough to confirm the machine is actually hitting the bar you set, not drifting past it in a way that looks fine on the surface.
The output looks so done that you stop checking, and that's exactly when it slides.
What's the move?
Before you automate any part of the SE workflow, discovery, demo prep, value hypothesis, stop and write down what good looks like. And don't invent it. Sit with your 2 or 3 strongest people and extract how they actually think. That's your standard.
Then, and only then, let the machine scale it. and read the first stretch of output yourself so you catch drift while it's small. Polish is not proof. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.